My name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and I'd like to do a commentary on day 54, and I'll read again. It's from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16, and it reads, "Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil." Ephesians 5, 15 through 16 is sometimes very easy to get into what I call amnesia. I kind of forget what I've been taught and what I have been called to do. There's a verse in, it's in Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19, and it's actually from Isaiah. I think it's Isaiah 61. But it's a time when Jesus has gone into the synagogue, and he picks up the scroll, and he reads the scroll, and the scroll reads, and it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoner and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And that always summarizes for me what I say, and I'm grateful that I have memorized it, because I can forget who I am, and that summarizes what I am all about now, to remember that God, in his mercy, has anointed me, and he's placed his Spirit not only upon me, but in me. His Spirit is in me now. It lives in me. That's what the Bible tells me. And as I walk out in faith on the things that he has told me to do in his word, then more and more I am turning to the likeness of Jesus Christ. And more my life becomes so much fuller and full of so much meaning. And so I want to be careful. I want to be careful how I live, because my life is not my own anymore. It's like it says in Galatians, it says that I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And so how I live will reflect on the one who saved me, on the one that I call my Lord. And so I want to be careful. I want to live as a person who is God-fearing, not as an unwise person who is in the amnesia and acting in their flesh. And so that means for me to make the most of every opportunity. And I find that prayer helps bring me back to do the things that I need to do. And more I'm finding that I have to do as Paul has written. I pray unceasingly. I pray about everything. Everything. Sometimes, you know, I am just like a deer in the headlights, and I'm standing in a place and I can't even remember. What am I supposed to be doing? What is the next thing that will be the best thing for me to do? Please, Lord, you help me. Please help me to do that. And he gets me back on track. Also, I know that starting my day off right helps me to live my life better. I learned first in terms of the food that I could not be random and impulsive about my food. I had come from a place where I used to pop food all the time, that when I saw it, if it was good in my thinking, then it was in my mouth very soon after that. And I used to wonder why I could never maintain my weight, and why I always came back and even more. If I lost weight, I always gained even more than I had lost in the beginning. And even if I was very meticulously trying to follow a diet or a food plan, I wouldn't understand this whole thing about popping food, you know, just popping something in my mouth. And so I learned how to plan my food. We talk about in Bible for Food being clear, clean, and committed. I had to clearly decide what I was going to do with my food. And I still do that, even after 30 years, is to make part of my time in the morning thinking about what am I going to do with the food today, and actually writing that down. And I have found, too, that it's important for me to make a commitment to another human being. I have a sponsor that I call my food in, and I even take the food of other people. People call their food into me as well. And this is it's just a wonderful way to have fellowship, too, with others, to be that way for each other. So I learned with the food how to do that, how to write it down, be very understand what it was that I needed to do. And now I'm finding that it's important that I don't go out into the day without that resetting of my mind and also my planning of how I am going to apply what God teaches me in His Word. And so I practice being in His Word. I practice knowing His full Word. I read through the Bible every year. And in the morning when I wake up, I keep that commitment to do my assignment for the day. But I don't just read it. I listen to it and underline, and I write about something that I've learned, something that I can connect to, something that has moved my heart and that I can feel that it's pulling me or growing me to another spot. And then I want to, you know, look at my day. What are the things that the Lord put into my mind for me to do today? And as somebody else has said too, you know, I write these things down, but it doesn't mean that, you know, I follow these, what I write, even to a T. But what I find that by writing my day down, writing the things down in my days, when I do that, it helps me to make wiser decisions. And it also helps me to see, you know, places where I need to put more time in. What I keep leaving behind, you know, things that I need, that I really want to get done, that God is showing me that I need to get done. And I can call on Him that when I don't feel that I can do it, when I don't feel I can get it done, or I want to get it done, or I want to waste time, I can ask God for the willingness to do the right thing. I can ask God for the willingness not to listen to flesh. It's the flesh. And even to say that to myself, oh, it's the flesh that would want me to waste time and to not do what I know will help move the kingdom along. And again, I keep in mind what God has done for me, and I certainly want to be of service to Him. So the Bible says, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, God-fearing people, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. One thing the Bible is clear of is that we are moving toward the end. And for us who know Jesus, that is not anything for us to be fearful of. He's already told us the end of the story. We know that His word is true. He does not lie. And He says that heaven and earth will pass away, but His word will never pass away. And He says in another part, I'm going to prepare a place for you, And if I prepare a place for you, I will come back to take you to be with me, so that you also may be where I am. And my marching orders for this time here is to be the ambassador of Jesus, to live in the Spirit, to live out what the fruit of the Spirit is. You know, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those are important to God, and this is shows that He's growing in me, and I can't do that without Him. And so I keep that before me, I keep that in my manner of living, and I keep that in the understanding that if I would choose to go into food again, if I would choose to throw away the lessons that God has taught me about keeping my food clear, clean, and committed for Jesus' sake, then those things would fly out of the window for me, because that is the history that I know of in the food. But I'm not there today. I am, with God's help, I'm keeping in step with the Spirit, and it's a very, very joyful way to live.